Jennifer Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 170 countries have signed an agreement at the UN aimed at limiting the rise of global temperatures and slowing the effects of climate change. The deal was agreed upon in Paris at the end of last year, but opened for signatures Friday, which was also Earth Day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said countries need to turn their goodwill into action.
We are in a race against time. I urge all countries to move quickly to join the agreement at the national level so that the Paris Agreement can enter into force as early as possible.
An agreement still has to be ratified in each of the signing countries. In London, President Obama dived into a heated debate over a June 23rd referendum in which British voters will decide whether the country will remain in the European Union. Mr. Obama made remarks that are a boost to Prime Minister David Cameron, who has come out in support of remaining in the EU, but they have inflamed the so-called Eurosceptics, who would reject what they say is interference by the U.S. leader in a domestic matter. United States and Britain have what Washington leaders have long described as a special relationship, and the U.S. sees Britain's EU membership as Washington's voice in the 28-nation grouping. Demonstrators held a two-day rally and a 24-hour hunger strike outside the White House here in Washington, protesting what they consider a lack of U.S. action to stop genocide in Sudan's Darfur region. Protests was part of a global week of action against genocide in Darfur. Fighting between the government and the rebels recently surged again. This is VOA News. At least 18 people have been killed in airstrikes that hit several rebel-held neighborhoods in Syria's contested northern city of Aleppo. Meantime, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has vowed to take the fragile peace talks into another week, despite a walkout by the main armed opposition.
I plan to continue the proximity talks, both at formal level and at technical level, until next week, probably Wednesday as originally planned.
The U.S. Special Envoy said there is a clear feeling in the talks that neither side will accomplish a military victory in Syria, and therefore it is time to talk. De Mistura also said the cessation of hostilities implemented in late February is, in his words, in great trouble if we don't act quickly. In Turkey, trials have started for four academics charged with terrorist propaganda after signing a petition. Case also resumed for two prominent journalists facing espionage charges. Dorian Jones reports.
Hundreds of people gathered outside Istanbul's main court for what was described as a festival of justice. The gathering was in support of four academics and two journalists facing terrorism charges. Can Dündar, chief editor of Cumhuriyet, one of Turkey's last remaining mainstream newspapers, critical of the government, and his colleague Erdem Gül face 30 years in jail. Prosecutors accuse the journalists of espionage and working with a terrorist organization for a report in which they allege the Turkish government smuggled arms to Syrian rebels. Turkey's European and US allies are voicing growing concern for freedom of expression and other human rights. But Ankara dismisses their concerns, saying it faces unprecedented terror threats from Kurdish rebels and Islamic State militants. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Medical examiners have performed an autopsy on legendary U.S. musician Prince to try to determine why he died Thursday. 57-year-old artist found dead at his home near the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Jim Olson is the sheriff for the area. He spoke with reporters about the autopsy.
Dr. Quinn Strobel, who is a Carver County medical examiner, responded. There were no obvious signs of trauma on the body at all. The body was transported to Dr. Strobel's office for an autopsy, and that is being done today. Results from that autopsy may take several weeks, which is not unusual.
Tributes have poured in from around the world for Prince, from celebrities and fans alike. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.